Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to Busted Open's podcast, The Masters Class. That's where our masters of the ring, Mark Henry, Bully Ray, and Tommy Dreamer, all get together to teach you a lesson. We got a very interesting show for you today. But before I get into that, don't forget you could subscribe to the Busted Open podcast where you could only get the Masters Class. Also, don't forget you can listen to 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on Sirius XM Fight Nation channel 156. But I talk about the Masters Class today and it's a good one. Listen, the NFL draft is happening right now. So what better way to celebrate it but then Busted Open having its own draft? We're going to have 4 selections where each member of the Masters Class are going to have their own pick. We're going to have round 1, which is going to be male superstar, round 2, female superstar, round 3, tag team, and round 4, our sleeper young gun pick. So we are starting with round 1. And just so you remember, guys, Mark, Bully, and Tommy, if somebody picks, it's just like a regular draft, then your pick is gone. You got to think of somebody else. So make sure you're on the ball here and you're making sure that you're writing down each and everyone's pick. So let's get into it. Round 1, male superstar. So Bully, you have the first pick in the draft. Who is your male superstar?
Well, just to set the table here, so to speak, I'm looking this at as a strictly business point of view when I put roster together. There is no personal interest here at all. This is all about putting asses in seats, making money, drawing a rating, drawing a pay-per-view buy, selling merchandise. So the number one guy for me is an absolute no-brainer, Roman Reigns.
Son of a bitch. Right off the bat. My franchise pick is gone. Bully, Roman's a great pick, obviously.
Do I really even have to take up time on this podcast to justify why my first pick is Roman Reigns? We all get it. The four of us get it. Anybody listening should get it. If you're putting a roster together, you want the best of the best. You want the top dog. You want the head of the table. You want a guy who can get it done in the ring. Want a guy who can get it done on the mic. You want a guy who can help carry a main event at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns.
It's a good one, Bully. That's going to be tough to beat. Mark, you got the number 2 pick, round 1.
My heart says one thing and money, as Bully said, says another. When it comes to diversity, when it comes to being able to wrestle, Matt Russell, entertain, be a showman, there's nobody in the business that can top this guy. And that's Chris Jericho.
Ooh, okay. Chris Jericho is a great one.
I will struggle with it because I feel like there are 3 other guys that are younger, that have more of a presence right now, that have a lot more to go. But we're talking about right now, NFL draft, they draft guys that are ready to play right now. And that's what I did. I got a guy that's right now.
Well, Mark, I mean, I think that's a great pick. And who knows, that the formation of Jericho by the time your team hits the ring might be completely different because he's always changing. Tommy, you got the third pick in the draft. Who are you taking?
So far, both those guys would be on the board. And if I was playing like I am, but if it was playing for money, I'd be pissed that these guys are off the board. But then my only job really now is to kind of piss you off, David. My pick, when you talk about someone who's going to be entertaining, someone who's ready to play now, somebody who is a main event player beyond entertaining, and probably when I look at this, I look at it as a franchise player, a player who I'm going to build an entire company around. My franchise player is Seth Rollins. I have to pick Seth Rollins, heel or babyface. He can go in the ring as well as he can main event not one, not two, but several WrestleManias, several Super Bowls, if we're going football here. So I pick Seth Rollins because every segment he is in, he is pure gold.
Well, Tommy, again, Seth Rollins, I think is underrated. I think he's one of the best wrestlers in the world right now. Now with my pick, I have the fourth pick. And this is going to maybe disappoint some of you because it may not just ruin your list. It may ruin your tag team list as well. But I'm taking him in my first round for male superstar. And that's somebody who I feel is going to break Ric Flair's championship reign record. And that's Randy Orton at number one.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's a great, great pick. Horrible setup, though, because if Randy Orton were to break anybody's record, he would be breaking the record of John Cena. You see, John Cena is a 16-time.
Just go on
social media, because up until today, Sunday, people are still tweeting about that.
Yes. As it's and also go to Ric Flair's Wikipedia page, and right at the top it says the WWE acknowledges Ric Flair's record 16-time championship reign. But I digress. Let's go to round two. And Mark, you have
he
the
won't
first
let it
pick.
Go, Bubba. He won't let
no,
it.
No, he won't. He won't because
wait,
he's
wait,
wrong.
Wait.
When Bully knows he's wrong, he won't let it go.
Wait. Can I just ask a question? Sure, Tommy just said he won't let it go, Bubba. So you mean Dave won't let it go?
Dave won't let it go, and you won't let it go. Because I had to do the show right after. I had to let – nobody want – everyone just standing their ground. I had to do the show right after you where he was just so mad, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of had to be the middleman because it's the next day, and we gave valid reasons and arguments to this point. If you're standing within the WWE world, here's exactly what I said, and it goes towards this draft. The NFL does not acknowledge pre-merger championships in the Super Bowl era. So in that case, guess what? You would be right. But however, in the professional wrestling world, it is Ric Flair's record because it's Ric Flair's record that he holds and no one has beaten it. So if you go to home runs, everyone's talking about Barry Bonds is the all-time home run leader. If someone tied it, it's still going to be Barry Bonds' thing for someone to break.
You know what, guys? It's not going to matter because at some point Randy Orton is going to break it, and he's number one in my pick for the
first
round.
And as a gentle reminder, as we all know, Ric Flair only won two WWF World
but he's a 16-time World Heavyweight Champion.
Okay, moving on.
And Bully, really quick, because I'm going to get the last word on this, is I'm going to say that the WWE Championship isn't a World Heavyweight Championship. So how about that? Let's go. Whatever.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not. It's true. Hot take, not a World Championship. Round
shit
two.
Shit take, not hot take.
A hot shit take. Round two, female superstar. Mark, you have the first pick.
This isn't a snake draft?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. Why are you getting mad? I'm asking a question.
I know, but you're asking the question in the middle of the draft. Go first. It should be, but it should be a snake draft, but that's not the way producer Paul did it. All right, round two. Mark, you have the first pick, female superstar. First of all, you know Paul put this together because instead of calling them wrestlers, he calls them superstars because Paul is still a WWE corporate shill. But round two, Mark, your female wrestler in round two.
Let me know when y'all ready.
Go ahead, Mark.
Is this rotisserie league?
If it was rotisserie, you'd be eating it.
That's true. Wow.
Keep your Hey-o! Mouth shut when grown folks are talking. All right. Now, as much as I like to pick with my heart, I have to say Charlotte Flair. That's who I would take first.
Okay.
Entertaining, uber talented, historically considered the best female wrestler ever.
Head and shoulders.
Head and shoulders is what Bully calls her. So I listen, I have to go with that because I've never seen her have a bad match. I've seen her have matches where she wrestled down to competition. And she's the only wrestler that I can look at right now that I can say, you know what? She should wrestle the men. So Charlotte Flair.
All right, Charlotte Flair is a great pick, Mark. Tommy, you're a female wrestler for the draft.
I'm going to go with this, again, purely business, purely money. And every time you think of that, you think of Becky Lynch. And I think we're seeing a new character of hers develop. She, another one that does it in the ring, but she holds a storyline thread with her promos and all her actions, heel or babyface. Plus, it's going to make my number one pick kind of happy because they're hanging out together. So it's Becky Lynch is my number one female pick.
That's right. I mean, they'll be traveling together. It's a good thought by you, Tommy. I have third pick in round number two. And the reason I'm picking this female is because I think she's going to be champion for the entire year until we get into our draft next year. And that is your AEW Women's Champion, Thunder Rosa. I think when you look at the championship reigns with the female wrestlers in AEW, they're long title reigns. So I think Thunder Rosa is going to have that title for the entire year. Bully, you're next, round two. Who's your choice?
Charlotte was my number one choice. And I honestly believe that if Charlotte was not everybody's number one choice, they might have been chasing the hug a little bit, David. Anyway.
You don't know what my choice would have been, Bully. But go, yeah, what's your choice?
Thunder Rosa was your number one.
You're
going
to lose this draft anyway, so I don't even know why you're picking.
Do you think I care if I lose the draft? I'm getting paid.
Yeah, you know what?
You
know how much money we're making on this?
Moving on. Number two for me, Sasha Banks. Sasha can get it done in the ring. Sasha has the look. Sasha can get it done on the microphone. I am a big fan of Sasha. And I do not think they have tapped into her potential nearly as much as I believe they could have. For whatever reasons, I know she's like a 4 or 5-time women's champion, but I think that Sasha could be as big of a star as Charlotte. I think it's all there. Remember, Dave, a year ago, you said Charlotte was head and shoulders above the rest. I said, no. She's the best, but she's not head and shoulders. Now, Charlotte is head and shoulders because Sasha has been kind of put on the back burner. Plus, you got to remember, we're doing this draft. This is business. Sasha being involved with the Mandalorian, she's got some crossover appeal now. Mega fan base that's uber loyal to her. My number two pick, Sasha Banks.
And you know what? Really quick, Bully, I think it's a good pick. But you're taking a chance because, like you said, they really haven't put the spotlight on her for quite some time. So do we think she can do it? Absolutely. Will they give her the opportunity is a big question mark. We'll have to go back and
look.
But
remember, this is our fantasy draft, and we would be putting the spotlight on these talents.
True. Good point by you. All right, let's get into round number three. Tag teams. Tommy, who do you got?
I don't have to even second guess this. This is a tag team that I truly love, a tag team that drew great money and great houses for me, and that is the Young Bucks. And I also like to say they drew great houses for themselves. They changed the wrestling business by hooking up with Tony Khan, and AEW was formed. The Young Bucks can do it in the ring, heel or babyface, main event. And if the proverbial will never happen, but if there was ever a tag team that could main event WrestleMania, it would be the Young Bucks. And my WrestleMania, since it's my company, I'm picking the Young Bucks.
All right. It's a good pick. I got the second pick in round three. I'm going to take the Briscoes. And the Briscoes, and Bully and I talk about this a lot. I mean, if you look at pure just tag team, old school and physical, it's the Briscoes. And they've done it in multiple places now. I mean, you could see them in AEW. You could see them, you know, in Impact. You could see them at GCW. So my pick is the Briscoes. Bully, who is your pick for tag teams?
As much as I love the Briscoes lack the one thing that I would need from a tag team if I was forming my own company, and that's impeccable psychology. Impeccable psychology when it came to tag team wrestling. Thus, my pick, and oh, by the way, I'm a huge mark for their finish, would be the Usos. The Usos.
That was a good one.
I am very happy that the New Day beat the Dudley's record of tag team championships, but I believe the Usos have earned the right to now beat the New Day's record. The Usos are a traditional tag team, have been a traditional tag team from day one, have watched them grow, been a little bit of part of their growth, and they are moving on to such bigger and better things now. A team that whenever they go out there, find a way to impress me, Usos get my vote.
It's a great pick. And you know they're going to be at the top of the card too, Bully, with everything that's going on with Roman Reigns. And it's funny, you picked Roman Reigns as your male superstar in the first round and then taking the Usos now with your tag team. Let's see. Mark, who do you got? Tag team.
Come on, man. The best tag team in the world is undoubtedly FTR. And being that the Forbidden Door is open, that WrestleMania match, I will give you a call, Dave, and see if we can get them against the Briscoes again at WrestleMania for one of the best wrestling matches of all time. I think they can pull it off as a tag. I really was torn about this because it was a time where I could have got Randy and Riddle and got two guys that even if I held them as a tag team in my company, I could always split them up and put them against each other and have another main event on my roster. So but that was my secondary pick.
I like it. Round four, and this is the sleeper young gun. We're going to have to go rapid fire on this. I'll go first, and this is somebody who's so over right now, and we're just seeing the beginning of his career, and it's going to go nowhere but up. And for me, it's Hook. I have Hook as my first pick for the young gun sleeper pick in round four. Bully, who do you have as your sleeper pick?
I was going back and forth between two. Hook was one of them. I don't know if you guys are going to really consider this a sleeper pick, but I'm going with him. It's MJF. Now, is MJF really considered a sleeper pick? I don't know, but he's a younger talent. When you say sleeper, I equate it to younger. So I was like Hook. I was like Austin Theory, MJF. MJF is the guy for me. He's a younger talent who we all know. The sky is the absolute limit. Like, who knows what MJF, if anybody could ever challenge what The Rock was able to accomplish on the microphone, I think it's MJF. I think given time, seasoning, the right people to stand across from him, the right people to help tighten his screws, MJF can become the next Rock on the microphone.
And Bully could probably go another 20 years when you look at his age as well. It's crazy. All right, Mark, who do you got for your sleeper pick?
Man, this is God dang it. I want to go Austin Theory, but I'm going to go Wardlow. Okay. I think that Wardlow has got some great upside. He's a big guy, imposing, menacing, can do just about anything so far. That's my pick.
Okay, Tommy, who do you got? Last pick of the draft, who do you have?
I was tied between two people, one being Chris Bay and the other one being Ace Austin. But Ace Austin just defeated Chris Bay, so now he can't be in my rankings. So Ace Austin, and it's my team, I know what he can do. I know what he can do in the ring. I've also been in the ring with him, under 25 years old, already a four-time X Division champion. He has everything that a young Shawn Michaels has. He's strong as can be. And Ace Austin, the future is super duper bright for that young man.
Yes, all right. Is.
I hope that everybody listening goes to at Busted Open Radio, gives their picks for male superstar, female superstar, tag team, and sleeper pick for their draft. Thank you for listening to Busted Opens, the Masters Class. Make sure you follow us on social media at Busted Open Radio. Love to hear your picks. You can always listen to us. A new episode of the Masters Class drops each and every Sunday. So if you subscribe to SiriusXM, you get 7 days of Busted Open. Make sure you listen to us on our daily show, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on SiriusXM Fight Nation. But make sure you subscribe and comment on Busted Open, the podcast. And we'll talk to you next week right here on the Masters. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The executive producer is Paul Early. The digital producer is Gabby Laspisa. Andre Viola is the associate producer. Marissa Rivas is the director of Fight Nation and Sports Podcast. Special thanks to Senior Vice President of Sports and Podcast, the legendary Steve Cohen.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.